Dignitaries and celebrities were among about 2,000 people invited to the funeral of the Reverend Billy Graham on Friday. President Donald Trump, the First Lady, and Vice President Mike Pence attended the dignified service that was peppered with some humorous remarks by family members as they reflected on the impact Reverend Graham had on their lives. There were also people in attendance whose names you probably do not recognize. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn talks to some of them and others in this report.
Since Reverend Billy Graham's passing, so many stories have been told by people about their interactions with the world-renowned evangelist. Standing under the large tent where the service was held, Jay Stone says he learned of Graham from his grandmother.
She would call him Billy Graham. That's how she would pronounce his name. And from a young age, knowing the respect my grandmother had for Billy Graham, I had to be here.
Stone is the curator of the Houston Museum of African American Culture. He says he always appreciated the themes Graham focused on when listening with his grandmother.
His message was always clear. His message was always one of love. His message was always one of thinking about one's salvation.
That kind of message resonated with Tania Ross of Charlotte. She grew up in Liberia, a country where Graham preached many times.
Having a war, going through losing most of my family members, turning to Jesus Christ. I enjoy his preaching. It was simple. It wasn't complicated. He made it easy. There's not a word to describe how I feel. I'm humble. I'm honored. I'm rejoicing. I'm not sad because I know where he is in heaven.
So are these tears of joy?
Tears of joy, yes.
Those attending the funeral came from diverse backgrounds, and they talked about how Graham mingled with people from all walks of life.
He had an amazing gift of making a nobody feel like they were somebody.
That's Dr. Robert Coleman, former dean of Graham's International Evangelical School. He says he met Graham in 1957 as a young man when he was starting out teaching evangelism. His brother, who was working the gate where Graham was holding one of his crusades, introduced them.
He called me Bob. Bob, come up here on the platform and sit with me tonight. Now, I've never met Billy. He doesn't know me from Adam. When I walked up those steps to that little platform and sat down on the second row behind him. That's characteristic of Billy.
That kind of gesture is what many say added to the attraction people had for Graham and his ministry. But Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, says there was so much more to Graham than charisma that accounted to his long reach and longevity.
The fact that he made it all those years without any scandal, that's pretty rare. Billy Graham built his life on some important values like integrity, humility, generosity, and I think it's his character that carried him. Talent will only take you so far. Billy Graham was unbelievably talented and incredibly charismatic as a person, but it was his character, his love for the Lord, his commitment to the Word of God, caused him to last over time.
That character made Graham a standard voice in the staunchly Catholic home of Timothy Dolan. Dolan is now Archbishop of New York.
Billy Graham was a towering influence in my life growing up in the 50s and 60s. I watched him. I listened to him. I said, my oh my, I'd like to do what he does. I am so honored that his family would have invited Catholic representation. Billy was a bridge builder. And listen, back in the late 40s and early 50s, to have welcomed Catholics, to embrace them, that wasn't always kind of blessed.
It was not a sad day for Dolan and others. Many said it was a celebration. After all, they say he is where he wanted to be all along, in heaven. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.